Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's the side?
So everybody is...
I'm just telling you what the side of the actual
going
Cavs
into
fans
Saturday.
Are.
I'll be happy if you guys
They're
even
real
watch
fans.
It, yes.
Shut up. They're real fans out there, okay?
After David Thorpe just came
Stop
out with us...
Stop insulting the fans' intelligence.
Told you Evan Mobley is going to be an all-NBA
Yeah, you also
want to
hear what he
player.
Said about Sunday afternoon, too? You also want to hear what he said about that? You can listen to it, 92.3thefan.com, when it gets posted, whenever Mitch gets around to it. By the way, make sure you're prepared for what the Browns and the rest of the league do during the playoffs and the NFL draft. Wait a minute. During the NFL draft and the roller coaster ride that is the NBA playoffs. There you go. Follow 92.3 The Fan in the free Odyssey app. Get all that breaking news, everything. Have it pushed right to your smartphone. Also remember, 1 p.m., Cavs, Orlando Magic, Game 1. It tips off. You can see it on ESPN, and you get to hear the post-game show with Jonathan Peterlin. It's going to be outstanding. Outstanding. All right. Mitch.
Yes.
Mitch, please. Here we go.
So I have one clip from last night's Lakers-Pelicans postgame, a team that seemingly wasn't trying to avoid a potential hard a matchup that was head coach Darvin Ham of the Lakers. The Lakers won last night, so they get to face off with the defending champion Denver Nuggets. And a reporter asked Ham if, you know, there was any consideration of the team maybe trying to lose the game so that they can go on to the eighth seed game, win that, and play the Thunder. Here's what Coach Ham had to say with the question involved.
There's a notion out there, perhaps, that it would be better for you guys to drop this game to avoid that. How excited is this group for this challenge against Denver?
That was a report of what?
It wasn't a report. It was TV talking stuff. Was that maybe...
Saying what again?
It'd be better off if you guys lost this game to avoid Denver in the first round, to play.
Insane asylum sources say.
Sure.
Nah.
If you it wasn't sourced.
Okay.
It was just chatter.
Just someone that just got out of the insane asylum.
There was a
okay.
Instance.
I got you.
Okay.
Yeah, roll the dice.
They
roll
just
the...
release these people.
Yeah.
Tone, go ahead.
I think it's a little different situation.
Okay.
Lakers, LeBron. I mean, you can get away with not having to worry about your opponent when you got LeBron on your side. Also, get to the free throw line 40 times or whatever they got to yesterday.
Okay.
I think the Cavs needed to be a little choosy with their first round opponent. I would not have wanted to play Miami. I would certainly not have wanted to play Joel Embiid.
I'm officially done talking about Sunday. I'm done. I'm not going to have you besmirch me and have everybody you trying to get people to think I'm being negative
about
them.
Well, it's not working.
I'm not
being negative. People agree with you. People are not excited about the Cavs game.
Well, I thought you meant like people agree with you. I'm like, one guy agrees with you.
No.
And a couple of callers. That's about it. Everything else, same. What are you going to do? It's the
I'm
same thing.
I'm blown away that a first-round series win is now somehow old hat after LeBron. I'm amazed that somehow happened.
Did you just hear what you just said? It's after LeBron. I mean, it's only natural that it hasn't been. It's only been 6 years. It hasn't been that long. Now, I understand if this was our first foray into the postseason and people weren't excited, then I would be with you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But it's the second. Technically, it's the third. It's the second trip to the playoffs since. Like, yeah, it's time to get some accomplishments going here. It's time to actually put up something out there. That's what it's time to do. And all you got to do is win against Orlando, and then I guess we'll just call it a season. But I'm sorry, you can't do that. And then you got me talking about it again. I don't want to talk about it again.
So now Ken's not even going to be excited. We're done. Heading in, it was one thing to not be excited going into the Magic series. If they win and now they're playing the Celtics, what, we've got Ken doubling down on how non-enthusiastic he is.
I don't know. I mean, you'll figure out a way to twist my words no matter what. That's what you'll do, but I'm excited for professional sports in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What?
Yeah, put some bunting out there and just call it opening day then. That'll get them
excited. I'm excited for the 12-5 Cleveland Guardians. They're good. They're the best team in baseball record-wise right now. In all of Major League Baseball. That includes the National League. Think about that. You didn't say nothing good about them today. What'd you say good about the Guardians?
About the Guardians?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm kidding you.
I had a blast.
I'm kidding you.
Beating the Yankees, beating the Red Sox, best record in baseball, second best run differential in baseball. Let's go.
Four-game series, by the way. They play tonight, and then they play tomorrow at 1:35. I think there was someone said differently earlier today. Not anybody in the room, but somebody might have said differently. Okay. We're done with Sunday. Done mentioning Sunday. That's it. It's over with. It's done. If they lose against Orlando on Saturday, it will certainly get brought up again on Monday, I'm positive. But I want them to go out there, beat the brakes off Atlanta, beat the brakes off Orlando, get to 1-0, and then hopefully, if they beat them that badly, I'm hoping people are going to say, well, Ken, because they, you know, I think everybody's just decided that it's fun when I get mad and you guys like to troll me, and that's okay. Fine. Yeah, nod your head. And by the way, you're sitting there going, Ken, are you really the voice of the people? I don't know, am I? Because here we are, and there's a lot of people who seemingly, I don't want to say agree with me, but I think that I'm singing the tones that they can't say to us right now, Tone.
They think of Ben Lively tonight.
I was trying to find something with the name and I couldn't.
I hope he becomes Ben Deadly on the mound.
There you go.
Thanks.
Very well done. Mitch, good audio. Well done. Who do we got tomorrow on the show?
We will have Mary Kay Cabot around 8:20, and also we will be hearing from a top 10 WNBA pick here.
Ooh.
Are we getting Caitlin Clark?
Oh.
We're getting a top 10.
Are we getting Angel Reese?
Tune in tomorrow.
Oh, we're going to find out. It's going to be a fun time for Big Country, for David Thorpe, Coach David Thorpe, for Mitch Apalooza, for Meredith.
Mr. Hero.
For Mr. Hero. For the Slippery Wizard, Anthony Lima. For the Marble Mouth of Crawford County, I'm Ken Carmen. Have a wonderful day, my friends. And yes, go Cavs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go Cavs.
Now we get it.
Go Cavs. Go Cleveland Cavaliers. I hope they win the rest of their games that they play this year. Go Cavs.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.